Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Group Conference Call. We do this call the Monday of every month to feature and specialize the group marketing and business-to-business arena of Legal Shield. I'm extremely excited to hear from our guest speaker, but before we get started, I just want to congratulate the entire team for having a fantastic February, and I just encourage you guys to continue the momentum, to keep this momentum rolling strong so that we can really go in to the International Convention, which is just a few short weeks away in Oklahoma City, with a massive amount of momentum. So congratulations to each and every one of you. And right now I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, a London-bound Platinum Executive Director, a Millionaire Club member, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy, and I especially want to congratulate you and Stephanie and Team J&S Moore for actually leading the entire company for the last 2 months in a row in the Destiny Now contest going into Oklahoma City. You guys are just really doing an awesome job, and I'm just very, very excited for you and the great things that you're doing and the way that you're building your team. And I also want to let everyone know that Ken Moore, Randy Moore, and Jeremy Moore will all be in Austin, Texas this Thursday and Friday. We're going to be the special guest speakers at a luncheon and, of course, the Super Saturday event in Austin, Texas. So if you have anyone anywhere near that area, just plug them in, and I guarantee you we'll be more than happy to help you build your Legal Shield business. But actually, to introduce tonight's special group trainer, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum Four Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, and I guess he's now in his 29th year with Legal Shield, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. I'm on. I wouldn't miss this call or this trainer for anything. One of my very favorite people, Randy, lives in the state of Arizona where your mother and I was vice president of marketing in 1987. You know, took that state over when we only had 28 states in the United States that acted for us. It was number 26. The people in Arizona were so great, but we took it in January, but December, it was the number third producing state in the United States, and it's because of the people like on the call tonight. She has a secretarial clerical background, been with Legal Shield 16 years, Bruce Vice President in Arizona for 12 years, 4,800 memberships to date, and I imagine it's probably over that now, $100,000 ring earner, Million Glitter Club member, Gold ED, loves to have people and have fun, a great lady in any aspect, a great trainer, a great team member of Legal Shield, nobody other than Miss Brenda Anderson. Brenda, welcome to the call, and thank you for being on tonight.
Well, thank you, Ken, so much for having me on. Just very honored and humbled to be asked to speak on your call, and just happy to do so, and want to just give you a special, big, huge, giant thanks and hug through the phone for you being on our team call that we had last week. You did a phenomenal job for us, or the week before, I should say, 2 weeks ago, and you just did a great job, and got rave reviews. People were texting me, and so just want to say thank you so much for
thank you
being
thank
on
you.
With us.
It was my honor. It was my honor. Thank you so very much.
You bet. Yeah, and just great to be on. And, you know, I think what I'll do is just start really by, you know, just sharing my story. And I'll just start by saying this. I'm just so excited about what's happening with Legal Shield right now. And I know that a lot of you probably heard a lot of leaders say that. But, you know, it's really, really, really exciting times. And we've got really, as you put it, kind of golden opportunity in front of us here. And I just hope that, especially the new people on the call, I hope that they just don't, I hope they just grasp, I guess. I hope they don't push this opportunity aside and treat it like something that, you know, is just a part-time kind of thing. Because, you know, you can start part-time with this, but what I mean is you really want to put your heart and soul in this thing, because we really have a tiger by the tail with this, and the timing is better now than ever before. And so I just want to just kind of share my story. You know, I started, as you mentioned, 16 years ago. My background wasn't anything fancy. You know, I had a 2-year clerical degree. which I quickly realized wasn't really going to get me the income that I was looking to have. And as my dreams grew, my income didn't. As my goals grew, my income didn't. And so I was really looking for something different. I was looking for a way out. I didn't have a huge circle of influence, didn't have any money in the bank, no fancy degree. So I certainly, couldn't start a traditional business. That's not something that I had any really desire to do. But I loved the idea of working from home, and I loved the idea of helping people. And I thought, gosh, if I could find something that I could just really, have fun doing, helping people, make an income, and also to be able to work from home, that would just be incredible. And I really thought at that time, because I was working at JOB, I thought, gosh, does something like that even exist? And so when Legal Shield came into my life, I immediately fell in love with the services. I had done some clerical work for an attorney, and so I knew firsthand what it was like to have access to him, but I also knew what it was like for the people who didn't have access to him and saw people turned away because of the cost of getting access. And so I really just, I fell in love with the services. I immediately knew there was a need for myself. And I knew that there was a need out there for other people to own this. I mean, it was something I felt my family should have, and it was something I felt that, friends of mine and even people I didn't know. So I was a big believer in the service, and I think that's important because, you hear so many leaders talk about they're passion driven, with this company and its mission. It's because we fell in love with the service, and so we got behind behind the mission of this company, because as we all know, it is a mission-driven company. And so I was on board with that mission because, I knew that people couldn't get access. I saw people not be able to get access. So I was very passionate, still am very passionate, always will be very passionate about the service that we market, the need for it, and what it does to help people and change people's lives. And I believe wholeheartedly that every walking, breathing person should own it. And so that was really the preface for me, locking arms with Legal Shield, and it was just because I was a believer in the service, and I thought, golly, if I could go out and share this with people, and if I could market enough plans to just not have to go get a job and work for somebody else, that would be awesome. And so, Ken, when I first started, I didn't join, Legal Shield to make $1 million and become a millionaire club member or earn $100,000 a year. And in fact, if you would have told me that was in my future, I would have probably thought you were crazy. And so, so that just wasn't something I could wrap my arms around. I hadn't earned that kind of income before. And so it just really seemed like something that was way out there, too far for me to grasp or grab or obtain. I just merely was going to be just, excited and about just being able to, and satisfied really with just being able to make a living and not have to go work for somebody else. And which obviously that changed, and I'm going to talk about that because, for me, I thought if I could just make enough to not have to go work for somebody else and I could do that from home, what an incredible thing. And when you think about it, what an incredible opportunity when you can just earn enough income to actually, not have to go work for somebody else and be able to work from home. That in itself is a huge, huge blessing, just that. And so I just started out marketing plans one-on-one. And at that time I was senior associate level, and we didn't have identity fast, so we just had the legal plan. And I would go out and market our $26 legal plan, and the income, in fact, at that time it was 25 because we didn't even have the 24-hour access in there. But at a senior associate level, it was right about $100 a pop in commissions. And so I knew that at a senior associate level, that I needed to market 5 plans a week because I needed $500 a week, $2,000 a month. And so I'd urge people on the call, especially if you're new, figure out what it is that you need to have, whether it's the money you need to have part-time to justify this or whether it's the money that you need to replace in order to replace your JOB. In this case, I had no other income, so I had to replace the income because I had left my job that I had because this I looked at this as my way out, which created a major sense of urgency. So because I went from, a couple dozen a month to zero. So, really quickly that creates a sense of urgency, and there's probably something good to that because it did do that. It was a fire under my hiney, I can tell you that, because I had to pay my bills. I had bills to pay. I had no one else, not married, and so I had no one else, picking up the slack that could give me that cushion. So I had to take care of Brenda. And so I knew that I had to market one plan a day at a senior associate level, which is would bring me $500 a week if I did it Monday through Friday, and did that for 4 weeks a month. And so that would bring me $2,000 a month until I started to climb up and advance up the compensation plan. And so I just decided at that time I was only selling a couple plans a week when I decided, okay, this is because I came to a point where I didn't have those goals and I didn't decide what I needed. And so because of that, I was going out just marketing plans, but I wasn't marketing as to make ends meet. And I can remember calling Larry Smith and saying, what am I doing? I'm going to have to go get a job. You know, I'm not earning enough income. And he said, Brenda, you're doing the right thing. It's just do more of it and figure out exactly what you've got to have to make ends meet and then do whatever it takes to get that. And so as soon as and it's so amazing, once you sit down and you figure out exactly what you got to have and exactly what you're working towards, that's why they say goals are so important. And I know you're a big believer in goals, Ken, you know, as so many leaders are, but it's powerful when you decide, okay, this is what I've got to have, and this is what I've got to make. And I went from selling a couple plans a week to selling the five plans a week because I did whatever it took. If Saturday came and I hadn't written five plans, I worked on Saturday. I would work on Sunday afternoon after church. So I did whatever I had to do because in my mind, I knew that the only way that I was going to avoid having to go get a job and go work for somebody else and be back in the position that I was trying very hard to get myself out of, the only way I was going to do that is if I sold those five plans a week. And so it was the fear of not doing that was what caused me to actually do it. Because people say, well, you're scared to talk to people. Because I was out cold calling. You know, I would meet people and I was asking for referrals and I was just creating as much activity as I could to set appointments because I knew when I set appointments and sat down with somebody, I could sell a plan. And so I just figured out how many people do I have to talk to get an appointment? How many appointments do I have to go on? I started tracking my business. So track your business. And then I just made as many contacts and stayed out. And there were times when I didn't get home, until 8 o'clock at night. If that's what it took in order to get my five a week, because I knew ultimately that was what was going to save me from having to go get a job. And so probably what my why in the beginning in this business, when you talk about your why is so important, my why was not only my desire to work from home, but it was my why was the fear of having to go back and work for somebody that would dictate what I would earn, what I was worth, when I could take time off, when I could take vacations and when I couldn't, and be in that same position 5 years down the road. So the fear of that just kept me propelled, and that just kept me going. And so, you know, once I was marketing those five plans a week, and I share that story, Ken, and I hope it's okay that I spent the time sharing that part of my story, because I see so many people who say, well, I've got to go get another job, or I've got to go get a part-time job because and I can work Legal Shield later, or, you know, I'll work it on the side. And I say, well, what is this other job paying you that you have to drive to and get a babysitter, or you've got to pay gas money? It's like, why don't you sit down and figure out what you would have to, you know, how many plans you would have to write in order to not have to go get that other part-time job and just do what it takes to make it happen, knowing the freedom that it's going to create for you down the road versus that job, which is going to provide no freedom for you, maybe a little temporary security and income, but definitely nothing for the long haul. And so that's what I always like to tell new people to really think about, because you can, you know, I'm living proof that, you know, that you can be new in this business and you can market enough plans to make a living. And so what ended up happening, though, Ken, is as the longer I was in the business and as I attended events and Super Saturday conventions, and I started to see other people earning just incredible incomes, I started to realize, wow. And I was just selling one-on-one plans, and so I thought, okay, there's this group market arena. What's that all about? There's the recruiting arena. What's that all about? And this was all new to me. And I started seeing people that were working in those avenues as well, having substantial incomes, people who were no different than me, hence the importance of going to events and conventions, because had I not gone to those events and conventions, I would have never seen the bigger picture. I would have never seen the people, met the people in the business that were no different than me, some similar backgrounds, some not similar, but just really no different than the everyday people that were having incredible success with Legal Shield, working in all different facets of the business. And so I realized, gosh, I didn't have to settle just for $2,000 a month. So as my mind started expanding, my vision started expanding, so did my goals and my dreams. And that's what's so incredible about this company, because you can just keep dreaming bigger, and Legal Shield is the vehicle that can help you reach all those. And became really clear to me as time went on. And so I attended my first group training with one of my mentors and favorite people in this business who's on your team, and she was on our call last weekend, and that's Linda Bowden. Just love her to death. And just, really, she was one of my mentors. I watched her. She gave me confidence and the knowledge, and tried to role model her, and I watched her work this business, and I watched her commitment to the business and her showing up at briefings and being an incredible group trainer that she was and all of that. And so I got my first training from her in group, and I saw her tenacity, and that was really, that was something I paid really close attention to early on in the business. Surround yourself, especially you, surround yourself with those people that have the things that you want in this business. And that's what I did. I hung around other leaders in this business because I thought, gosh, you know what, if I could get around them and watch what they're doing and understand their philosophies and their tenacity in the business, maybe I can have the same things, simply by doing the same things that they're doing. And that's what's incredible, is we're in a duplicatable business. And so we just want to duplicate, all the leaders in this business, because then we can have the same great things. And so I branched out into, starting to do some marketing, into a lot of cold calling, because I didn't have a lot of contacts in that arena. And still was marketing my individual plans, but I realized that a lot of my individual contacts that I had written plans to, that I had never asked them where they worked or if they worked for companies or owned a company. And so I started doing that. I started going back to those folks and actually contacting them and finding out, hey, who, do you work for a company? Do they have employees? Who's in charge of the benefits? I started, asking for referrals. Who do you know that has a company with employees that, I could talk to about our services that can be offered as a voluntary benefit? And so I started, working the group arena, and fell on my face a lot. And I can tell you, I fell on my face a lot because I had, Linda was an incredible trainer to teach me the knowledge and the basics in this business, but as and thanks to her, I'm now GVP and have been here in the group trainer in Arizona since 2000. So that's because Linda passed the baton and recommended me for that spot. So here I am and just loving that and been doing that now for coming up on 13 years. But as group trainers, you can only be taught so much. You've learned that foundation. Where you really learn that stuff is when you get out and actually apply it. And you get out into the field. Nothing beats activity. Nothing beats, knowledge is great and it's important, but there is nothing that beats activity. And so I just got out there in the marketplace and fell on my face a lot, got doors slammed in my face, would walk out of some company thinking, I sometimes would make calls on the phone. I kind of changed it up. I would make calls, and then I would also go get dressed. When that got aggravating to me, I'd get dressed and go out and talk with people. And it's amazing how, as I did that, I just got more comfortable and more comfortable. They say no pain, no gain, Ken, and I think in this business we know that it's true, because it was painful getting the rejection. It was painful having people say, illegal what? No, I don't think we want that. What is that all about? And now we're in a market where, oh, my goodness, there's much more awareness. People have maybe, heard about us, maybe seen some of our advertising. We're just in a whole different place now. I tell people, gosh, if you'll just get out and be active, incredible things will happen with your business, because, 16 years ago, people hadn't heard of us, really, and it was kind of a foreign concept, and so we became, educators, and it was tougher to get past that front door, and so the rejection was sometimes overwhelming. But again, it was the fear of, if I didn't do it and press through this, it was the fear of having to go back and work for somebody else, and where would I be 5 years from now? So I kept going back to that, thinking, okay, getting told no, having the door shut in my face, you know, is nothing compared to me having to go work under the thumb of somebody else for the rest of my life and have them dictate what I'm going to earn and all of that. So that just kept, I kept going back to that because I know that the fear stops a lot of people. It stops a lot of people from making that next call, from walking into that business, from approaching that person about the business opportunity. And I just say you've got to, you know, you've got to press through it. And Linda Bowden said something incredible on our call last week, and she said, find what you fear most and then do it over and over again. And that's what I did. What I feared most was calling people and walking cold into businesses. And so I did that over and over and over again. And now I can walk into a business. I have a ball doing it. I can pick up the phone. The phone is a body part of mine now. It probably is yours too, Ken, right? It becomes like that permanent body. And that's a good thing, though, because it makes us a lot of money, especially when it becomes a permanent body part. But had a lot of fun, you know, working through that. It wasn't always fun. I look at it now and think, well, there was some fun involved in there, too. But I can tell you the more I did it, the better I got at it, and started to open groups and then got referrals into other groups. And then what started happening is then I would meet people that were interested in the business. And as I learned more about the recruiting techniques, and this is why I'm really big on being a full-service associate. You know, a lot of people think that, that because I'm a GVP and a right group, that's how I qualify executive director, and that's what all of my income's built on. And three-quarters of my income is override. I personally have only written, 4,800, whatever it is, memberships coming up on 5,000, but my team has written almost 50, so, you know, 50,000 that I override. And so, you know, more than three quarters of my income, you know, comes from the override, and that's from just recruiting a few people who went out and recruited a few people. And, you know, it was amazing when I started watching and learning more about recruiting, and I thought, well, gosh, really all recruiting is giving people the same opportunity that someone gave me, you know, in this business. And why wouldn't we want to do that? You know, why wouldn't we want to give someone else? I mean, what if someone had not given me, the friend of mine that I used to work with, if she had not given me the opportunity to know about Legal Shield, you know, what would I be doing now? And so I'm thankful for that. So recruiting is just simply giving people the same opportunity that someone was awesome enough to give you, you know, and kind enough to give you. And so I started looking at recruiting as a whole different way, more than an obligation to share our services, an obligation to let them know there was a business opportunity available that they could take advantage of. And so then I'm not a huge recruiter by any means. I don't think I've ever been a top recruiter yet. I say yet because I'm working on that. But as my team has built, because it doesn't take that many. The few people I've recruited have recruited, and it's just grown. And I have, you know, in one leg, in any one month, in one leg, I can have as many as four executive directors all in one leg. Now, Ken, if they were all spread out, I'd be platinum. That'd be cool. But I'm working on that, too. But, so it's just... And so now, if I've learned, you know, just that all parts of our business are so important. And so I guess that's the other key thing, and I want to wrap up because I don't want to take too much time, Ken. But, you know, is be a full-service associate. You know, be, get good at marketing plans one-on-one and doing sit-downs with people, giving people the opportunity to have our protection. You know, be a full-service associate and find out who works for companies and get to know somebody and find out about them. Be a full-service associate and offer the business opportunity to somebody because you never know who's looking or who they might know who's looking. And it all comes down to we're meeting people every day that we can help through our services, through our small business plans, through our group plans, and through our business opportunity. But we don't know how we can help till we know what they need. And so it's just really caring about people, finding out about people, getting to know people, finding out what they need and how Legal Shield and what part of Legal Shield, what part of the wheel of Legal Shield will fit best in their life to solve the problem that they're having, whether it's through our membership or through our business opportunity, and to be that full service associate. And to not put a ceiling on your dreams because we don't have to here. I mean, that's what's so incredible. When my $2,000 a month can turn to, you know, $2,500 and $3,000 and $4,000 and $5,000. I remember when I had my first $8,000 a month, I thought, holy cow, this is incredible. And I just remember like pinching myself thinking, okay, if I do eight, if I can do this once, I can do it again. And if I can do it again and again and again, and if I can earn $8,333 in commissions per month through individual sales, group, overrides, through all of that, if I can do that for 12 consecutive months, I can earn the ring. And that's exactly what happened. And then I thought, gosh, if I keep doing that year after year and keep building my team, doing the same thing I'm doing, having a ball doing it, working from home and helping people, eventually it'll add up to over earning over $1 million to the company. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, it's just sometimes I pinch myself, and I just hope people know that what they really have a hold of here. They've really got, you know, a diamond in their palm, if they'll just do something with it. And so with that, I'm gonna hush up, Ken. Thanks for having me on. I don't know if you have any questions, but I definitely don't want to take too much time. I know you said about 25 minutes, so I just want to go ahead and stop there and see if there's anything else you wanted me to say.
I tell you what, you're not only an attractive lady, a smart lady, you're a brilliant lady, you're an inspiring lady. I can't say enough good things about you. You give so information in such a short time. And Randy or Jeremy may want to say something, but I'll say this right off. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. And I was talking to Harold Pinson about you earlier, and he feels the same as I do. And, of course, Linda Bowden has been a very favorite of you. You know, I had the privilege of personally recruiting Linda, personally training Linda, 25 years ago, Brenda. And that proves the point, I think, that she was trying to make. Training is so very important. But because of training Linda 25 years later and thousands of memberships, she's still on the team. She's doing it. Doug Carroll's 24 years. It's so important to recruit, and it's so important once you recruit those people to work with that people. Would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got to give them a fair shot at succeeding. And so we want to reciprocate the great training that we've gotten. As leaders, it's so important that we train our new people. And if you're new and you don't feel like you can train your new people, then do them the biggest favor you could do them is to get them plugged into the systems and get them plugged into your upline support team so that they never feel like they didn't succeed for lack of help or support. We should never have anybody with Legal Shield anywhere on anybody's team ever feeling like they didn't get the support that they needed, because we've got plenty of it here, and that's exactly what we want to do, is be supportive of people to give them a fair shot at succeeding, because there's just so much potential here.
You're absolutely right. But Randy and I was in Albuquerque, and there's two different ladies. One particular lady comes, she said, you know, a lady come through, recruit me. I've never seen her again. Said, I'm really an offering. I know I'm not on your team. And I said, well, you're hereby adopted. Here's the numbers. You get on her calls or whatever, and you'll still, the other person still do all the commission, but will you be your adopted parents? So she got a kick out of that, but we meant that. We welcome people just as you do, and by doing that, I know it pays off, because other people welcome our people the same way. It just really pays off like that. Randy, Jeremy, either one of you have anything to say?
Mr. Moore, this is Randy. Miss Anderson, I just want to thank you for being on the call tonight. You just brought a whole lot to the team call, and I know there's a lot of people on the call that really appreciate you sharing your story with us. So, again, thank you so much for sharing and being part of our More Success team call tonight.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Randy. Really, truly, truly an honor. Truly an honor.
Well, thank you for being our friend, Brenda. And if we can ever, ever, and I'll say this to the home crowd, be a help to you, all you have to do is pick up the phone. The best of our ability, we'll do that.
I appreciate that. Well, Jeremy can do me one big favor. Jeremy, you can give that gorgeous wife of yours a big, giant hug for me.
And it was so good being able to hang out with you guys in Jamaica a few months ago.
Yes, it was. It was. Bill and I talked about that. We really enjoyed just getting to know you guys a little better, and look forward to spending more time with you. And it really was, you're a neat couple, and we enjoyed spending time. So that was cool.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out to share with the team tonight. You did a great job.
Well, thanks. Happy to do so.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a great call at 9 o'clock. Mr. Tony Petrell will be on, the second top recruiter in prepaid will be on, one of only three people in the United States to get the free rooms, free nights, and everything will be on. We're going to have a tremendously good call. We had a great February. Things are even going to be better than March. It's all picking up. So I tell you what, let's keep on putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and let's be on the 9 o'clock call. God bless you, and we'll listen for you then.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.